Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to Espresso with Lan Lees. This is episode 77, and guess what? Orenthal James Simpson has passed away. Some people happy, some people not. Thank you for joining.
Oh, OJ, he stabbed that bitch. OJ, he stabbed that bitch. OJ, he stabbed that. I don't even know. I don't even know.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Espresso with me, that guy, Lan Lees. And yes, lately you've probably been noticing. Goddamn, bro, I sound fucking crazy. Lately, you've probably been noticing that these episodes have been posted a lot later. Been a lot going on. Been working a lot more. Been working on some things. And of course, you know, the past few episodes ain't really been, I haven't really been filming or posting them for that matter, but they will be posted. But, you know, for some fucking reason, every time I record this shit, allergies is on 10. Like, I looked at myself in the mirror a minute ago. My left eye looked like I just fought fucking Mike Tyson. My left nostril won't stop running. And then if I leave stuff in my nose while I'm recording, I just sound like a stuffed up fucker. So, yeah. So, needless to say, I haven't really been recording. I am also my own producer, so you know how that goes. But nonetheless, we still here. Even if they not posted on YouTube, these gonna be posted on here. Thank you, whoever is listening. You know, I honestly, I'm not passionate about the podcast shit because the whole game of the podcast just got drowned out because, I mean, this is an inexpensive way to start doing something for your career or whatever. But also, a bunch of motherfuckers just want to hear themselves because they just be talking about nonsense. But, you know, I'm not even, I ain't even really been on that like that. But anyway, here we are. I'm still doing it. Still recording because you don't even understand how bad I did not want to record today because of my goddamn allergies. Like, this shit is out of hand. But, and I take a lot, I take medicine for that shit. So I know there's some people out there like me. Y'all know what it is. But anyway, what is going on? OJ Simpson. OJ Simpson passed away recently from a battle with cancer. And, you know, I'm going to say a couple things. I didn't, you know, like or dislike OJ Simpson. I also don't know if he killed Nicole or, you know, not. He killed that bitch. I'm not sure, though. I don't know what really happened. He did it. But, you know, evidence points to he did that shit. You know, there was a lot of old interviews of him that's been popping up where he, you know, continuously denied killing anybody. People directly asked him, except for that one interview that he did with that white lady, and he did a joke like he was opening the door to stab her. Why he did that, I don't fucking know, because that damn sure didn't help the case. But that whole trial was very weird because this happened. I was probably in about fifth grade or so. And, you know, we're kids. But this shit was so high profile that they involved kids in this whole thing. Now, one thing that's different about then when this happened than now is that the racism always exists. But racism is just blatant now, like even more. It was blatant back in the day, but now it's just like, God damn. But now it's just like, it's just weird. It's really weird how they got it set up now. I mean, how racism shows itself now, because even though people are blatant, they try not to act like that's not what they're doing is being racist, you know? I don't know. It's funny because, you know, back in the day, they'd be like, yeah, them niggers, we don't want to mess with them niggers or whatever, you know, doing shit like that. Now, it's like, they'd be like, I love black people, but meanwhile, they're fucking up a whole black community or stealing things that black people do, and I don't know. It's just weird now. But anyway, I say that because racism, although it still existed, then it was a big deal. It was like a silent racism then when OJ killed her, because this not only was it high profile because he was a huge football star, but he killed a white woman. A black man killed a white woman who was a high profile star, so everybody was on some shit. And black people was sticking behind him at the time because they didn't want to see a black man go down like that, even though that's happening triple time nowadays. Damn. Triple fucking time. And the white man nowadays is not getting taken down like they need to. They getting slaps on the wrist. They getting barely any jail time. Fucking Matt Gaetz is a motherfucking senator who was fucking a 17-year-old, and they just, that case is just gone. It really angers me sometimes because I'm just like, bro, y'all don't fight for shit. Nothing in this on this planet changes without violence. That's all I'm going to say. You can look it up in history. But anyway, it was a racial tension, though, at the time. White people wanted him to be guilty. Black people wanted him to not be guilty because they just didn't want to see a black man go down. And then, but what the funny part about all this is that these motherfuckers involved us, children, into this whole thing. Like, it was that serious that they came to the class to announce the verdict. You know what I mean? Fifth graders. And then, of course, I remember this white boy next to me. He's like, I think it did it. I got money. I'm betting money. I'm just like, what the fuck? This is crazy the more I think about it. Because these we kids, okay? He talking about he had money that he was guilty. There's a white guy. I can't even remember buddy's name. But, yeah, it was crazy. And then when he got found not guilty, of course, black people was, like, super excited about it. But around the same time, I think, let me see, what happened? What year was that Rodney King shit? Because that's the thing. They just didn't want to see. Black people was already, you know, beat down in public. Yeah, that was 91, so that was way before. But, damn, Rodney King was only 47 when he passed away. Yeah, but that was a weird time, for real. But getting the kids involved is wild. My homie at work, he told me when he was a kid, they were in the gym playing. He was in like sixth grade, and the coach or whoever was the teacher came in there and was like, hey, he's not guilty. And they're just like, why do I fucking care? But that shit was super big. And ever since he had, got found out guilty, it just seemed like they was trying to get him the whole time, you know, at any chance. And then they caught him for stealing his own merchandise from a store. It was his, but it wasn't his. You know what I mean? But anyway, he got in trouble for that shit. And then they did a little prison time. Then he had prostate cancer and he passed away. But yeah, it was really crazy. Rest in peace to OJ Simpson. I don't know if you did it or not. Fuck you if you did. RIP if you didn't. I ain't on no side. You know, rest in peace to Nicole. It sucks. And I think I brought this up once, but I saw this theory that they were saying that OJ's son had did it, or they set him up to, I don't know. It was some crazy shit that I heard, a whole theory, but it sounded real, but I don't know. There's a lot of evidence, and I looked at a picture that was floating around too of when he did that whole the glove doesn't fit or whatever. The glove still fit.
He didn't quit.
You know what I'm saying? From that picture that I saw, the glove just didn't go all the way down. You know what I'm saying? Like, that motherfucker still fit, though. Don't sit here and try to gaslight motherfuckers thinking that it didn't fit. But, yeah, no, that shit fit for sure. But, yeah, that is unfortunate or fortunate, however y'all motherfuckers want to look at it, is a... like I said, people made this whole thing about race, and on the outside looking at it, yeah, black man killed a white woman, but you know, I don't know, man. Them situations is crazy, but anyway, we also we just had that damn eclipse, and this is something is really weird about the media and stuff when it comes to that, because we just had an eclipse about 4 years ago or so. I remember being at work for it. Don't know if it was a solar or lunar. I can't remember. Matter of fact, let's look it up. Hey, pull that up. That's what everybody say on podcasts who got producers. They always be like, hey, look. Pull that up. Let's see. This says total eclipse. So when was the last one?
Let's see.
Let me see. This says solar eclipse is when the moon passes the Earth. Okay, so that one say an annual solar eclipse occurs when the moon is too far away. 2023. A solar eclipse happened. We had a total eclipse the other day. And then they say a partial solar eclipse happened in 2022. You know, but that was my whole thing, though. When they kept talking about this solar eclipse, the media was hyping this shit up like this shit don't happen. And on top of that, it's interesting. It just depends on who you are. I mean, it's cool to look at. I'm not going to lie. We looked at it. I was at work. Went outside with the motherfucking glasses. And it's just cool to see some shit. That's some real not earthly shit, you know? Some shit that we as human beings can see with our naked eye outside of this. Something we can't control. Godlike, if you will. It's not God. But Godlike, if you will. So it's interesting, but most people don't give a shit about it, you know, but they were hyping it up, though, is what I'm saying. Like, why keep acting like news acting like this shit don't ever fucking happen? And I guess I don't know when the next one. Let's see. Total eclipse. Next total. Oh, this ain't. Damn, this is a worldwide next 10 years. OK, we have a total eclipse in fucking 2026. What? Why were they acting like that? They kept acting like this shit wasn't going to happen for like another fucking 30 years. Like, I don't understand. There's a literal countdown right here that says the next eclipse begins in 158 days. Oh, that's a lunar eclipse. But the one that we just had, the total eclipse, that's the next one is August 12th, 2026. Why they kept hyping that shit up like that, I don't fucking know. But the next one, okay, it looked like, okay, that's why. Because we probably won't be able to see the shit. We saw it there, but they're going to be able to see it over in, like, Greenland or something. Then the next ones look like, what is this, Africa? Australia might see one in, what did I say? 1, 2, 3, 4. Australia might see one in 2028. But I guess the one that we saw, we probably won't see one. But I get that. Whatever. What the fuck ever. Let's see. So year 2026. And then, Yeah. So it don't, according to this, it don't look like we are going to see the shit. This a worldwide. Let's see about United States. Let's see when we are going to see one. Okay, so 2024, we getting a partial solar eclipse March 29th, 2025, and then another one in 2026. I don't understand what the fuck they were hyping everything about. Acting like this shit is just not ever going to happen. I don't get it. Like, what? The media is doing this shit. They're just doing this shit. I hate really saying the media because a lot of people be talking about the media like, you know, it's, how do I say? Oh, what? Like, people talk about it on some conspiracy shit all the time, you know? And it is. I mean, it is controlled by the billionaires. They want you to see what you see because if we do what they do, then they keep making the fucking money. They said every billionaire under the age of 30 inherited that shit. You see how they give their family money? I had a big, I was thinking about that myself with my own family because black people claim to want to keep having wealth and shit, but I'm assuming, this is my theory, that since black people had so much taken from them, when they finally get the success, they might help their immediate family. And I'm not talking about billionaires because maybe a black billionaire or a black millionaire is different. They might hand something down. But still, some people are like, you know, I don't want my kid to be no spoiled rich kid. So we're going to make them work. We're going to do this, that, and the other. But the reality is you're rich as fuck. You better teach them something else the other way. Because that shit ain't going to work the way you think it's going to work. These kids don't want to work no fucking job if they got that much fucking money, you know? But no, it's very crazy. And I don't understand, but you know, as a whole, to be honest, with black people, we gotta, all I ever preach on here is unification, and y'all motherfuckers just don't want to do it. Like, I don't understand. I really don't get it. If you look at the internet, you see black folks brainwashed thinking Trump gave him a check. They still talking about voting for Trump. This motherfucker came to Atlanta, and I have never seen people turn immediately into coonery and buffoonery like I did when that happened. And this is a black girl talking about nobody. What'd she say? She said something about, you know, don't worry about what anybody say, Trump, we love you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck is wrong with y'all, yo? These is college students. College students. You understand? This is why I'm like, bro, people ain't that fucking smart. You can be book smart. You can be street smart. Shit, you can be both. But some people just not like that. You know, that was actually insane seeing that shit. I couldn't believe that bitch was like that. And a lot of people just, you know, I don't know. I think they actually trying to fucking ban TikTok. I mean, like, are making some kind of progress, which is stupid. But like I said, man, I be getting, you get real information. Shit, black people having a discussion right now on TikTok about, you know, the support of the black community, because they say you cannot support black people and not support like the hood black people either or something like that, or not, you know, it gotta be everybody. And that's how I feel too. I might not agree with everything these motherfuckers say or live the life, but we all black, and that's the thing about a lot of other cultures. They stick together. They stick with their people. They help their people. And progress is made. You know? But that's something that we got to get past. Again, I told y'all a while back, black people on track to spend $1 trillion this year. If black people didn't spend money for one day, obliterate the economy, you know? But, man, it's just crazy. This girl, she said something about the fact that white people was able to make this whole system. This is just funny, but it's true. She's being a little bit sarcastic, of course, but.
I just want to say to the founding fathers of racism, y'all did that, baby. Ethically wrong or right, y'all successfully built and incorporated a system into an entire country that was built to benefit your people, your children, your great, 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 great grandchildren still benefiting from that. Y'all found a way to convince other people of other groups within the group, this part of the group better than this part of the group because of what we see. Y'all convinced black people of that. Y'all convinced Hispanics and Asians of that.
Crazy.
Snaps for me, baby. Y'all, it's something. We got notes to take. We need to go back to the drawing board and review the notes.
I've been saying that too. She's kind of making a joke about it at the same time, but it is crazy, man. It really is. These folks is out here. This is where we live. Oh, man. What is going on, y'all? Yeah, shit is messed up out here. But, yeah, we really just got to change it and learn to stick together because it's getting depressing. Black people is obsessed with drama and trauma shit, like for entertainment. Even now, you know, there's a big debate going on with this whole Kendrick and J. Cole, I'm not even going to say beef because it's not beef, it's battle. Kendrick put out a song a couple weeks back that is, a diss. But the thing about Kendrick is that he puts out these songs with this high-level rapping, and he's really challenging people. You accept the challenge because you say you're the best, and then you go ahead and put something out, which is what J. Cole did. J. Cole's claimed to be the best. He put the shit out. People wasn't receiving it well. It was okay. It wasn't not great. And then he apologized. And that's when everybody was like, what the fuck is going on? You're killing hip hop. You're doing this, that, and the other. And it's okay. You know, it's okay if it is okay if it didn't make you feel good, because that's essentially what J. Cole was saying. He felt stupid about it. Kendrick is his buddy. This, that, and the other. I don't know. This is what he said. But I'm like, the diss is out already. You know? So now there's this whole thing and people are just saying, you know, oh, all y'all want is beef. Y'all just want to see people be destructive. We don't want beef. Rap is entertainment, poetry. We want bars. Have y'all heard Lil Wayne? Lil Wayne actually does not really get into these beefs, and he don't even say a whole lot. And honestly, the one response that I can remember in my head that he responded to was a long time ago, Gilly the Kid used to say he was right. He wrote Lil Wayne's rhymes. I think he was just trolling, and it honestly helped him get more popular. But this man, Lil Wayne, actually said a weak-ass bar. He said, I don't have time to fuck with Gilly the Squid or Willie the Squid. That shit was weak. But this man does not really respond to beef like that, I don't think. Not that I can think of off the top of my head. But Wayne got the bars, and it's going to be a challenge. If you want a song with him, he's going to try to come with it. And I hope the other people do too. That was the same with Eminem and Jay-Z. When Jay-Z put out Renegade and Eminem was on it. Everyone's like, Eminem crushed this motherfucker on his own song. That's not what it was about, but people who claim to be the best is about to come with it. That's all we wanted to see. That's all we want to see. Bars. You know? I don't know. People can think whatever they want, but I want bars. That's what gets people excited with rap. And if you're not listening for bars, you're just listening for vibes. The good beat, good tone, set the mood. The song is not like some overthinky think shit. Some people like rappity rap, you know. I like all of it, but that's my thing. I just wish J. Cole would have never apologized. You know, you just didn't have to respond.
Yeah.
Fuck it. You don't have to. Honestly, that's a better diss. Be like, that don't even deserve a response. You know what I mean? But I get you didn't want to diss him, you know, but we all also know, all of us already knew that Kendrick is not your real, like a real enemy to you. We knew that. We all know that. That's crazy to me. Kendrick, I don't even know if Kendrick gonna come back out with something. I think he waiting to see if anybody respond. People are waiting to see if Drake respond. I hope Drake respond because Drake is good. He is good at rapping, but he ain't said nothing yet. Then Metro dropped his other shit today, the second album with Future. And there's other J. Cole is on the fucking album now. What the fuck is happening right now? And then you got A$AP Rocky dissing Drake. The song with A$AP Rocky is pretty fire, but you know, I just don't know what's happening anymore, to be honest. These motherfuckers is just doing music. And everybody talking about Big Three. Now, they made up that term, Big Three, for them. You know, I think Ice Cube actually has a Big Three, which is the basketball league with the retired players or whatever. But they got Big Three. And I'm like, y'all named yourself that. I guess they, if you look at it, the people who are super popular for it, rapping and shit, could be J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick. But I don't know, man. I never really been a huge J. Cole fan. To me, J. Cole not even fucking top 10 to me at all. I'm talking, when I think about hip hop, not only am I thinking about the story, delivery, and all that shit, and he's okay with that too, but you know, we talking the energy, the punchlines, the you know, wordplay, all that shit. And you know, Wayne and Andre 3000 is in my top, if anything. And Andre got this clever way of delivering this is what make him up there, like up there. Andre has a way of delivering not only a fire ass verse with incredible delivery, great, like he's not like your classic punchline person, but like them shits sneaking, you know? And this motherfucker kills. And then at the end of his verse, he finds a way to teach you some shit. If that shit ain't masterful, I don't know what is. Anyway, we out of here. Thank y'all for listening. We out. See ya later.